FYI, St. Louis, Appliance Discounters is having the biggest Bosch warehouse sale of the year. Get the lowest price ever on Bosch appliances, and you'll also get a 10% rebate back on purchases of three or more Bosch appliances. We're not stopping there. When you purchase any Bosch dishwasher, Appliance Discounters will install it for free. Appliance Discounters is the fastest growing Bosch appliance dealer in the Midwest. Shop any of our four locations in Webster Grove, St. Charles, Arnold, or Baldwin, or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
And now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Well, apparently there weren't too many complaints yesterday because I'm back again.
Oh, there no, were. I got a bunch of complaints.
Oh, you did?
Over here.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch.
Will we be reading those during the show? I'd like to read some of those.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You want me to start?
Yeah, but I'd like to hear one.
Dear Peon, this Bill Cleveland guy that hosted the show yesterday, I do not like it.
Was that my dad? Did he write that one?
Yes,
Rick Cleveland?
Rick Cleveland.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Let's see here. I have another one.
Why are you printing out all these emails?
Because.
Just for posterity.
And to put in the public file or whatever, personnel file.
We got another one? I'd like to hear another one.
I have one.
Yeah, here we go.
Dear Dan, what the hell? That's just it.
That could have been toward you, though, too.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
I've got it right here.
Okay.
Hold on. I've got it right here.
That's a big stack. Gosh.
Dear Peon,
Everyone's so formal.
Yes. Yeah. They're formal letter writers. Bill Cleveland hosted the show yesterday, and it was the worst day of my life.
Oh.
Wow. I wasn't going to read that one. That one I was going to save from you because I thought that was too harsh.
That's harsh.
That was a different email address, but it was from Rick Cleveland.
Right. Yeah, signed Rick Cleveland. Obvious exaggeration.
Here's one.
Literally.
Here's one. Dear Dan, yesterday with Bill hosting the show was the darkest day in KTRS history.
Oh, man.
Mark Dorsey.
We've had some dark days. This is making me feel awful.
Yeah, I don't want to read anymore.
Maybe don't agree
with any of them.
Maybe don't read anymore. That'd be great. Thanks a lot.
Here's one.
Okay, I think we could probably stop. All right, one more. You want to read one more? Go ahead.
After I threw up yesterday listening to the show, I felt much better. Keep up the good work. Oh, there you go.
That's a little
positive note at the end there.
Wow.
Well, good afternoon. Keep those emails coming, ladies and gentlemen. Keep them coming.
Keep those letters and cards coming.
That's right.
That's Rick Cleveland again.
He does not like me.
He is retired now. So
he's got a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah, he does.
You know, it's interesting. He is retired. He's been retired like about a year. He's more busy than ever, which is fantastic. I thought he'd be run out of things to do. He's got lots to do.
What's he been doing?
Yeah, so you have to share now.
Well, my dad is very physically fit. I hope he's not listening. I don't want him to hear all these nice compliments. He's very physically fit. He does a lot of, he's in the Senior Olympics. I don't know if we have folks listening that participate in the Senior Olympics, but basically they have any sort of competition you could think of. My dad is a
runner. All the Olympic events, so I think they have.
I think they have some that aren't necessarily in the actual Olympics, but. So he runs, he does sprinting and he's very fast. Like about a year ago, I remember he had me, we were over in Maplewood at their high school and he on the track and he said, would you race against me? Because I guess you run a little faster when you're, trying to run against somebody instead of just, for your own time or whatever. And so I said, yeah, sure, absolutely. So I kept up with him about halfway around the track. And then that was, I mean, I'm done, you know. And he just took off and kept going. And he was fantastic. And, I mean, you've seen him play, you know, in softball games and stuff. He's like still the fastest one out there. And so he does that. We have some property in southern Missouri, and he goes down and does a lot of stuff down there. And he's got a lot of stuff going on, so good for him. Once in a while, I'll take him on one of these Bill on the Road trips.
You will?
Yeah, I've heard you
from
say
time
that
to time. Tomorrow. Sure, why not? Why not? So it's Throwback Thursday. I don't know if people know what this is, or a lot of. I assume most people know what this is, and I guess it's just on Facebook, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know where else you would throw things back, but
I don't know when it started.
So you take a picture that you've, you know, I guess it can be a fairly recent picture or something that's really, really old, and you put it up online, and there's your Throwback Thursday for the day. Your Throwback Thursday, it's always a photo, I guess.
Yep.
And so Dan just showed me a pretty interesting one. My Throwback Thursday picture today was in Johnny Cash's house in Dice, Arkansas. I got to go down there and see where Johnny Cash grew up and lived. The home that was featured in the movie Walk the Line, and not that they didn't use the actual
home.
That
wasn't long ago.
No, but that's my Throwback Thursday.
I've never taken part in Throwback Thursday. I was
but
showing
you
the picture. No, I haven't done it.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I did not.
Sorry.
I did not post that yet. I can, I guess.
Why not?
Yeah, now you have to.
Well, I guess I have to now.
But you're on a horse.
Yes.
And how old were you in this picture?
Oh, man, I don't know. Maybe 6 or 7.
6 or 7, and Dan tells me, and I tell the story because you said people would just wander through your neighborhood.
There was somebody that would come through. No, they just had the one horse. They would come through the neighborhood, as far as I remember, and they would ask if anyone had a birthday or anything like that or any special occasion, and then they would put you up on the horse. They would charge your parents a fee, I think, and then.
Before his mom hit him with the phone in the head, so may be a little
foggy.
The
pre-brain damage.
Yeah, right. I think I was about 17 or 18 when that happened, when the phone, and she was talking to someone, too.
So people would just walk through the neighborhood with the horse and say, hey, do you want your picture taken?
Yeah.
Like, how old are you? I mean, really, that just seems bizarre that
6 or 7.
That you would have. No. I mean, now? That seems like this such a bizarre thing that people just, I can't imagine someone
it's
just
like 50 years ago,
wandering
Bill.
Down my street with a horse and saying, hey, you want your picture taken?
The Wild West back then.
Yeah.
The Wild West, wow.
The Wild West of Florissant.
Yes. It was.
So that's your Throwback Thursday.
It was Wild West of Florissant. So I'll put that on my Facebook page, I guess.
I think you have to now.
Okay.
I think that's kind of interesting. I don't know. They're not horses, but mules at the Grand Canyon. I don't know if we ever talked about this. So I was very sort of nervous about riding those mules. But I did, and we went around the rim of the south rim of the Grand Canyon. And, you know, it was a three-hour
tour.
A three-hour tour. I knew that was 3-hour tour, and about 45 minutes in, I got it. I'm like, okay, get me off this stupid thing. I understand. I don't need to be. But I stayed on for the whole time. What was really crazy, though, and people who have done this, and I think they warned me and told me, these things, they get right to the rim of the Grand Canyon.
I
mean, like within a foot.
Sure-footed.
That's what they say. And you know what? They really were. I mean, they all sort. They're kind of. It was on autopilot for the most part.
Oh, I don't think I could have done that.
It was really interesting. And what I'd found was, you know, they tell you, you do a little. Little demo before you actually get on the animal, and then they'll say you need to do this, you need to do that, whatever. And so two of the things. So you grab the reins if they when you're stopping. Otherwise, they will
keep going.
No. Well, they'll be like eating snow, and they'll be playing around, and they're not going to follow along with the rest of the group.
Keep them focused.
And the other, if they're not keeping up with the rest of the group, there are like 10 of us, I guess, total. You're supposed to hit them, I guess, on the hind with this little. They give us this little piece of, I don't even know what the heck it was. It wasn't like rope, but it was something you hit them with to keep them going. So it was so funny. There was this older gentleman in front of us, and he had to be in his 70s, and he would grab his mule was not keeping up with the rest, and so he would grab this thing, and he was just barely touching him. He didn't even really want to, like, he was afraid he was going to hurt the thing. And of course the mule's running all over, not run all over the place, but he wasn't keeping up with the rest of the group. But it was an interesting experience. But man, when those things are that close, and you're looking down, and I mean, you have to figure, of course. Oh, yeah, they don't want to jump to their death.
No,
so,
but they're a mule. They don't know What if the? How do they know if the? If,
I got the impression they were actually.
They know the mule's not depressed.
If they're no, how do you know if they're pressing down and it's and
right?
It's, and it's
what
like
if they sneeze?
Loose dirt or something.
What if they sneeze and they fling me off?
Twist
the,
an ankle.
Or they turn around to get a fly off of them or something.
Well, the crazy thing was that there was snow at the Grand Canyon.
Did you have to sign a waiver or anything?
I don't believe I signed a waiver. Mm-hmm. They say they've never lost anybody. They've never lost anybody.
Until now.
That's what they tell me. But the thing was they put these things on their, I guess, hooves or whatever you want to call them, and to give them a little extra traction. But we're in the snow. So there's snow and ice, and we're walking around.
Like hoof tires?
I don't know how.
Snow tires?
Yeah, more or less. I don't know how these people go down into the canyon, because when I did two hikes into the Grand Canyon, and the pathways are so narrow. I mean, the mule would just barely fit on this thing, and you're looking straight down. I mean, I can't even imagine how somebody could do that. I mean, it was wild.
Well, you did it, didn't you?
I didn't go down into the canyon. I did the one. I hiked on my own 2 feet down into the canyon, but I didn't. For the mule ride, we went around the rim. And you kind of look over and whatever, but they still get really close.
I couldn't do that. I'm like petrified of heights. I couldn't get on my own roof to clean the gutters or anything. I'd have a neighbor come over and do that.
Mm. I don't even have gutters on my house.
You know,
is that strange?
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
I don't have to clean them. All right. Good to have you folks with us this afternoon. I've got hopefully tonight. We didn't get to play it yesterday. I got a really fun interview with the folks at Louisville Slugger. We'll try and get to that maybe next hour. Also, a couple other little on the road things. I hope you'll enjoy. Share those with you today. Also, we've got a story that I don't know if I want to get to it right now, but there's an article in Forbes magazine, or I guess it's just the online portion. Do they have Forbes magazine still? I guess it's just a.
Think so.
Okay. So a guy, and he apparently lives in St. Louis, and they wrote about the St. Louis Cardinals and how there was a story out, I guess, yesterday or the day before about the value of the Cardinals and the TV ratings.
I think they're the most profitable team in baseball.
Yes.
And the very high television ratings that the Cardinals have. I guess the highest TV ratings of any of the teams, they were saying. So this guy, and I'll read you the piece coming up about the section of his. It was a nice article, but he talked about the reason that the ratings are so high, and I'll save that for a little bit later. I did not agree with it at all, but we'll get to that. This is usually the portion of the show where Dan and Ian jump in and share a little bit here or there. And do you have anything you'd like to?
I do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's Ian the Peon.
Thank you very much. I saw the story. I love stories like this because of the revenge factor, and it's also involving internet commenters and reviewers and things like that.
They're the worst.
Yes. So this is a really good story to hear. Yelp. Everybody knows what Yelp is. It's a restaurant-based review system where each restaurant has their Yelp page where you can go on and leave, a 1 to 5-star review and comment on your experience.
And people nitpick about everything.
Yes, yes. There have been some funny Yelp stories, and this is another good one. There's a Chinese restaurant in California, and it's run by this Chinese family. And the son, who lives in China, saw this Yelp review. It was a 1-star review, and it was done by Dan W. Mm-hmm. And he wrote, he goes, "My experience was at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday." Essentially, he says, he walks into the restaurant. He's by himself, and so the waiter comes up to him and asks how many, and he says, "Just me, one." And then then Dan W. claims the waitress says, "One? No, we can't just do one," and then she runs off. And then so he said he waits a little longer at the door, and then he leaves. And so he then goes on to say the restaurant was understaffed and busy, and it's not that classy of a place. They refused to seat me, and sure, I was wearing jeans and a baseball cap and a flannel shirt not tucked in, but I had no intentions of taking a full table. And, he just goes on to criticize the restaurant. So the son sees this review, and they have this thing called drop cam, where it's essentially a camera just placed right by the front door.
Oh, okay.
So the son goes on and looks at the footage and goes about, the guy said he was there about 7:30, so he goes and looks at the footage. Sure enough, he sees Dan W. come in. And Dan W. walks in, looks, and sees that there are three or four people waiting, and so he knows it's going to be a while. So he kind of stands by the front door for 22 seconds, you can see on the video, and then just walks back out, never talks to anybody. So it turns out to be none of it was true. So it was great. The son goes back on Yelp and replies to Dan. In the video here, you can see that you entered at 7:07, not 7:30. And you can also see that you did not wait a minute at the door. You spent a total of 22 seconds in the establishment. And it says, this video also clearly shows that there were other patrons waiting. We are sincerely sorry that we forgot to recognize your very, very VIP status. A status so special that you don't have to sign the waiting list like everybody else. And then it says, I've never been to a restaurant where to you refuse to see people because they're wearing what you were wearing. You're dreaming if you think that's why you didn't get service.
Good for this guy.
Dan, we didn't refuse to seat you. You refused to wait in line like everyone else. You thought you were special, so special that you don't have to follow the rules. That's not true. We caught you. So,
wow, that's beautiful.
Nice. So I love that. And then so Yelper Dan W. responded.
Oh, here we go.
saying that he still claims that the restaurant did not have permission to post this video online. And then he concludes by saying, the rating stands, and I will share this with my friends. It sounds like the rest of your response is lip service. This is a real review, and you have not addressed my concerns.
Oh, my
so,
goodness.
And the,
what a loser.
The older father who runs the restaurant is taking the high road and said if Dan decides to come back in, he will shake his hand and take care of his meal.
Well, isn't that nice?
So, yes. So I love stories like that where people
even
get
when
caught.
He's caught
lies.
On video.
Oh, yeah. They will go down that road to
I've been told
that
those are called trolls. Is that what they
yes.
call them on Yelp?
Yeah, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah. Trolls. Anybody who writes things just to stir things up online.
TripAdvisor is another one where people will write about,
leave reviews of their experiences
hotels
at different attractions
or
hotels,
attractions and things. And if you, and I think it might be the same on Yelp, you can go and see what they've written about previously for other things. Like it shows.
Oh, right. You have to set up a profile.
It shows a record of the, and I would imagine 8 out of 10 times, the people that you see complaining about something on a go and look at what they've and they complain about everything. They do. They go to places and they look for things to nitpick about.
Yeah, and the problem is with Yelp. It wasn't in this case, but it's happened in other cases where you'll have competing restaurant owners go
writing
on a restaurant
about,
and write
see,
that.
That's horrible.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just terrible.
But they can respond.
Absolutely.
As you've just shown.
Yes, they can respond.
And he didn't. I think that was perfect the way that guy did it.
Yeah.
And the video part, there's nothing wrong with doing that. He's in a public place.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So
nothing illegal about it.
No, I don't think so. And this last story I have, famous North Carolina coach Dean Smith, who coached for a long, long time there, died last month at 83. And it's very cool. He's directing his trust to give out $200 to every letter winner who ever played for him during his 36 seasons as coach. So that's a lot of checks that had to, about 180 checks that were sent out. So that was a.
Did he have that much money?
I guess so. I guess he had set aside that this was to happen. Yeah, no, I mean, he coached for a long time and very famous North Carolina teams there. So
all right, good for him.
Yeah, that was all I had.
All right. Thank you, sir. Do we have a special guest on the phone?
Is it ready? I believe
No,
we don't.
He's not. I'm getting ready to call him right now.
Oh.
All right. It's 3:30. Didn't he say 3:30?
He did. And it's 3:30.
What time is it?
Right
now? 3:31:36. Okay.
He was.
That's all right.
No, there was something else that was calling in.
I just saw some flashing. That's all. I just not flashing like through the window here. Although that has happened before.
Yeah.
Okay. Now
we got it. Okay.
Now we have him.
Are you
all the way to the right.
All right, there we go. Maybe. So awkward. Good afternoon to Mr. John Londoff. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you, Bill?
I'm terrific. It's a beautiful day.
Isn't it great? Started out, a little edgy, pretty cold this morning.
Cold and cloudy, yeah.
It was. It's supposed to get colder this weekend.
Let's just talk about the beautiful sunshine right now.
Dan. All right.
Yeah.
Focus on the positive.
Focus on today, Dan. You know, we're talking to the great AM and the PM crowd, and I think most of the AM and the PM crowd is all about today.
Yeah, that's live right. for today. But tomorrow may not even be the come.
So. That's right.
What?
Enjoy what you have.
You need to maybe go take a little bathroom break or something right now, or
Wow.
What?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Bill and I. Bill and I can talk to John.
Yeah, we got it.
This is a great day, John. Yeah, I mean, the weekend is going to be fantastic.
Great day to come out and buy a Chevrolet at General Auto. We have been busy today, and a lot of fun. I've actually had two people come up today just to say hello that have bought vehicles in the past. They're AM and the PM crowd. And one guy came in for the big hug, Big Gary. He wanted to come in for a little hug, which is cool.
Really?
How about that?
Yeah.
I don't remember getting a hug from John. I don't remember getting a hug from John when I was
there. Yeah, it was just because it was a few years ago.
What are you talking about? I was just
Was that before you started giving out hugs? On a...
I don't think so.
No?
Us Macedonians are huggers.
You have to ask for the hug, though, right?
Oh, John just doesn't. It's not a volunteer.
He doesn't force hugs on anybody.
Yeah, when people kind of shake your hand and they're coming in for a little hug.
A little embrace.
Yeah. Sure. Little thank you.
Okay.
Little thank you hug.
Right.
You know? Any big plans for the weekend? Anybody?
Boy, not really.
Now we can talk about the weekend, Dan.
Okay. I don't know. I'm going to look and see what movies there are out there. I might go see a movie.
Well, I think this weekend would be a great time to come out to 1375 Dunn Road in beautiful Florence, Missouri, and check out the 800-plus new Chevrolet cars and trucks, SUVs, and the pre-owned vehicles are hotter than a firecracker. And,
that's hot. Wow. That's really hot. Hotter than a firecracker.
Higher than a firecracker.
Yeah.
That's right. You gotta make sure when you light that firecracker, you gotta throw it. Don't hold on to it.
Whoa, there it is. Whoa.
Hotter than that, even.
Do you get excited for the 4th of July? Do you guys like fireworks?
I do. I love fireworks. I used to shoot them off professionally.
Whoa.
I worked for...
this man's resume, I tell you.
Boy, he's done everything.
I worked for Sunset Fireworks, a guy named Jerry Walker that owned the company, and they used to do the... they did down in the riverfront and did all the shows all around the St. Louis area.
Hmm.
And I did a lot of those.
So what did you do? I mean, what was your job qualifications for lighting fireworks?
Please tell me you had to have some qualifications.
No, they trained me. They trained me, but my mom grew up with Jerry and went to school with him and everything, so I got on doing that, and it was only once a year, but we would have to go, say, we worked at, Norwood Hills Country Club. We worked up there, and we would go, and you'd have to dig a trench, and you'd have to put the mortars in, sandbag them all in, make sure they were all straight, and then the mortars would come in, and they ranged from anywhere from 3 inches to, 6 inches, and they had really long fuses, but they were, 3 second fuses, so you would light them with a flare, and you had just enough time to light it and turn. That was it, and it was boom, gone.
Oh, I would not want that job.
Do that again. Let me hear that noise. Wow.
Okay. Nice job. I felt like I was there.
And we would have to set that stuff up, or if we had those displays, a cowboy. This is not politically correct anymore, but they had a cowboy shooting at an Indian and an Indian shooting arrows at the cowboy and stuff.
Yeah, that's not very nice.
And Niagara Falls and stuff like that. So,
isn't it kind of like fireworks when Frank's there?
Always.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't there always fireworks?
Yes.
He just creates fireworks, doesn't he?
Oh, sure.
Where is he?
He's an electrifying guy.
Where's he hiding out?
We don't know what he's doing.
We don't know.
His time off.
Yeah.
Nobody tells me.
I think it's probably just family, hanging out with family.
That could be.
You know, ever since that grandchild came into the world. I'd like to say he's a nicer person, but I don't fucking say that.
How could he get nicer? That's what you mean to say, right?
Yeah.
Spoken like a true employee.
Wow.
You know, when they pay you, you got to say nice things.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day today. And we have sold a lot of cars and trucks. We're still on a big push for Silverado pickup truck sales. We have a few 14s remaining, up to $12,500 off. Chevy Cruzes. We've got, I think, about 24 2014 Chevy Cruzes in stock and about 60 plus 2015. So you've got a choice. 14s are priced really, really well, and as are the 15s. But we really want to sell out of the 14 Cruises and the 14 Silverados by next Tuesday evening, the 31st of March. Big, 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 big weekend. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be busy. So, man, get in early. Have fun. And you can start the process online at LawnDuff.com, as so many people do. L-O-N-D-O-F-F, LawnDuff.com. And we can do the almost entire transaction online. But we'd love to have you come and visit and pop in like a lot of the AM and the PM listeners do, because they want to shake the hand that has shook the hand of Frank O'Pinion several times.
Well, we'll come in and shake your hand.
Promise?
Yeah.
You notice Frank gets a pretty good grip, too.
I don't remember the last time I shook Frank's hand.
Yeah, no.
You don't shake hands?
No, not really.
No.
No, we
high five?
Frank's a hugger.
No, he's not. Not a hugger at all. He hugs like a 2x4. Brutal. But, yeah. All right, man, we're here up till 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock tonight, and late on Friday, and big day on Saturday, so come and see us. 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com.
All right, John. Thanks, John. Good talk to you.
Good talk to you, you kids. Back to you out there.
Bye. All right, bye-bye. Mr. Lawnduff. Yeah, I didn't get a hug. I'm a little disappointed about that.
Huh.
You left out.
Was asked.
Why don't you run over there this weekend?
I know what I'm doing this weekend. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back in just a bit. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
While Bill's running off to get a hug from Johnny Lawnduff, Frank Ladd is in to give us traffic. Frank?
I think Tim's off getting a hug as well this afternoon.
So far,
so good on your afternoon drive. Not seeing any delays headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge, headed eastbound on Highway 64 up to the Poplar. Same story northbound 55, volume just on the ramp itself headed towards the Poplar. No major delays headed southbound on 270 this afternoon between Olive and Highway 64. Same story with 170 south of Page down through 64. This update brought to you by Choice Hotels. Choice Hotels, you get free hot breakfast and free internet. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the station St. Louis turns to first for breaking news.
I like knowing things. I like the news. I like being informed.
The Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270, online at theceilingcenter.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-600-0476. That's 1-800-600-0476. 1-800-600-0476. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money. From people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-709-3259. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-709-3259. That's 1-800-709-3259. 1-800-709-3259.
The real estate market is heating up, and you need an expert in there helping you every step of the way. And that's where Kathy Helbig from the Kathy Helbig Group comes in. How hot is this market?
The market is hot right now for both sellers and buyers. Interest rates are low for buyers, and inventory is low for sellers, so it's a perfect market for both.
If a seller calls you up, can you help them with staging their home?
Absolutely. We ask sellers to call us way in advance so that we can come in and advise them on staging and trends so that we can get the most dollar for their home before they go on the market.
Your buyer's agents and your seller's agents are specialists, and they have and you have incorporated technology. Tell us about that.
We have. We offer client-issued iPads to use throughout the transaction so that we can do paperless with our clients. We can communicate through the iPads, and we also have all kinds of fun apps for them to search for homes as well as decorating and other apps for in and around their house.
That's Kathy Helbig from the KathyHelbigGroup.com. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi there, it's Frank. And you need to know, those of you who are looking, especially those of you looking for patio furniture, there is a huge sale the rest of this week at Amini's. Yeah, Amini's, the Copper Dome, Chesterfield Valley. When you walk in Amini's and you look through that store, I don't know that most people would know or get that the number one category in sales every year is patio furniture, especially since that's a seasonal purchase, spring, summer, fall, not the dead of winter. But even though it's not something most people buy all year, it is the number one category for them. And I think the reason is I cannot think of anywhere else where you can go where you're going to find as much patio furniture, especially as much of this quality patio furniture. There is no junk at Amini's. We have bought in our lives as a married couple more than our share of junk patio furniture, mainly because it's certain parts of our life, that's all we could afford, was just cheap crap. So you get what you can get. When you are in a position to buy it right and buy the really good stuff, this is where you go. You go to Amini's, especially now, because they've got as much as 60% off on some of this furniture. And the reason for that is they had an opportunity to buy a lot of patio furniture, some of it last year's model. Who cares if it's 2014 furniture or 15? It's not like a car where you can go, huh, that's last year's fire pit or, you know, lounger or whatever it is. Check it out. This is patio furniture that you're going to have for a long, long time. Really good stuff. No junk at Amini's. And, of course, while you're there, please check out everything else. The Jaffe Lighting Collection, pinball machines, the arcade games, the jukeboxes, the area rugs, and the Jaffe Lighting. All of it. All of it. It's a fantastic place, and there's not another store like it except the Amini's in Kansas City. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, in Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome, Amini's.com.
Welcome back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm Bill Cleveland in for Frank Opinion on this Thursday. Good to have you with us. So I mentioned this yesterday when I was filling in and didn't have a chance to play it for you. So we're going to do it here. As you folks know, or many of you I would hope know, I do a website called BillOnTheRoad.com. And it's a lot of fun. Travel all over the country and get to meet a lot of interesting people and explore different cities. Always looking for the positives in every city. And one of the places I was a month or so ago was Louisville, Kentucky. And you have to say it Louisville. You can't say Louisville. You got to say it like a local, Louisville, Kentucky. And one of the places there, one of the top attractions in town is the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory. And it is a real working factory. That's where they make all of the baseball bats. So I shouldn't say all of them, but a lot of the baseball bats for Major League Baseball and, of course, Minor League Baseball and so on. And it's a really, really neat place. I'm going to play for you a interview with Ann Jewell. She is the president and CEO of the Louisville Slugger Factory and Museum. And before we run this, I have to tell you, this is the nicest higher up of any company or any attraction I have ever been to doing this website. This lady was so cool. She was so nice. And so I'm happy to play this for you now. This is Ann Jewell, our interview at the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory in Louisville, Kentucky. So we're here at the Louisville Slugger Factory and Museum, and I've been here before, and it's a cool tour. It's a really neat place to stop by. Let's start at the sort of the beginning here. Mm-hmm. When did Louisville Slugger sort of begin? 1884 is the date that I have, but when did this particular facility open and open to the public where they can come in and sort of see how it all works?
Okay, so this particular location opened in 1996. It's about seven blocks from where we made that first baseball bat back in 1884. And Louisville Slugger has moved around over the years, always staying nearby, but depending on what production was happening as far as baseball bats and golf clubs and hockey sticks and so on, they've moved around a little bit. So this spot opened then in 96. We'd been doing factory tours since at least the 1930s. But this was the first that they actually said, let's do a gorgeous museum. Let's put a humongous baseball bat out front. And it has been tremendous. We, in fact, welcomed our 4 millionth visitor this past December.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the baseball bat just a few seconds ago. And how big is the giant bat? Because it is. It's huge. I was just looking at it through the window here at the second floor of the building. It's got to be a world record, right?
Absolutely. It's the biggest bat in the world. It's 120 feet tall. Okay. It's actually made of steel. And it's hollow inside. It would hold 30,000 gallons of your favorite beverage. That would be bourbon around here, probably.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
And then it's hand-painted to look like wood.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was funny. The last time that I was here, they were making baseball bats for the great New York Yankee Derek Jeter, which I thought was pretty cool. In fact, they give you, and you'll school me on the word here, is it a nub? Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
man.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So I feel great that I remember that. So they gave me one of the baseball bat nubs, which you won't understand until you actually come to the tour factory and see how they do it. But I gave it to my dad, who thought that was the coolest thing in the world, that he has a baseball bat nub that eventually went to Derek Jeter. But talk about what folks will see when they come on the tour and what sort of things what knowledge they'll walk away with after they do that.
Sure. Let's start with the factory tour because it's a real deal factory tour. It's not a faux factory or anything like that. It's you're going to walk right through the heart of our production line. You're not separated up on a catwalk or glass or anything like that. And every one of your senses is touched. You're going to smell the wood and see the bat sort of just being born out of this chunk of lumber. We'll give you certain bats to hold along the way and so on. And we really feel like it's a way to connect people with our brand. And that's why we've been doing it for so long. Along with the factory, there is the museum now. We've got all kinds of fun hands-on exhibits for people to explore with us. Even folks who think that they're not baseball fans tell us how much they enjoy it. The factory tour, people don't go in factories like they used to. This kind of thing isn't really open like they used to be. And people don't have that experience. And then baseball is such a part of American history. And we, Louisville Slugger, we are such a part of baseball history that it is all kind of intertwined. So even folks who think, oh, baseball, I don't know. Okay, my son loves baseball, or my husband, I guess I'll go.
Right.
Take one for the team. But, they end up really loving it. And they connect because it's such a part of American history.
So talk a little bit about, obviously, every baseball bat is not the same. And I don't know the answer to this, so it's not a rhetorical question. I'm really curious. The different baseball bat, how particular are these baseball players when they ask for a bat? I mean, I look at a bat, and to me, they all look the same. But I'm guessing they're just all, every single one of them has to be incredibly different.
Yeah, you are absolutely right, Bill. And I will tell you that before I started working here, and I grew up playing ball, so I played, all kinds of sports. But I'm like you. A bat was a bat, really, until I started working here. Because, and I know they say this about snowflakes, right? No two snowflakes.
Right.
I don't know if I believe it about snowflakes, but absolutely, the wooden bats, if you think about it, they come from different trees and different part of the tree. And then once we get the bat, the billet, as we call it, which is the big chunk of wood before we carve the bat out of it. But yes, players have all kinds of specifications, and they are notorious for being picky. Yeah. I'll give you a quick example. Ted Williams, right? Splendid Splinter.
Yeah.
One near and dear to us. We had one of our dear, dear friends, and he one time sent back an order of bats. He said that the handles didn't feel right. And the guys in the factory were just, okay, Ted, whatever you say. And they went ahead and measured, double-checked. Well, the handles were 5/1,000ths of an inch off from what they were supposed to be. So these players, if you think about it, the thousands of times, that they're holding bats in practice and games and growing up their whole life. So they are very particular. There is no doubt about it. And we're good with that, but everything is customized. I mean, you can pick different knobs, there's different handles, lengths, weights, colors anymore. You name it. I mean, we customize for them, and we've been doing that since the very first one we made, even back in 1884, was handcrafted overnight, for the great Pete Browning here in Louisville.
And when you make these bats, how many do they get? Is each order different, or is there a certain number that you send out? How does that work?
On average, a player will order about 120 bats a season.
Okay.
Not all of them are going to be used in games necessarily, because players tell us, they open that box when it arrives and it's like Christmas morning, and some of them just feel like gamers to them, and some of them don't. Again, we're back to that sort of superstitious thing, right? So they order about 120, not all at once. That's kind of spread out over the course of the season. Some might order a bit more or a bit less, but on average, that's how many they order.
Okay. And then a couple more things about the museum portion of the visit here. I remember when I was here last, and you might still have it, there's just a lot of really cool exhibits. One I really liked was you had a game ball signed by both presidential candidates. It was right around the election when I was here last. But you have a lot of really just neat sort of exhibits. I'm guessing those are changing all the time. But what are some of the cool things people are going to see in that museum?
Sure. So let me start with some of the permanent exhibits. Because you're right, we do rotate special exhibits in and out too. Some of the treasures, in our treasure chest here would include a Babe Ruth bat that he carved a notch in it for every home run that he hit with it. And we love that piece. We've also got a bat that Joe DiMaggio used in his 56-game hitting streak. It's the only bat still known to exist. He only used three bats during that streak, and this is the third bat. The other two whereabouts are unknown, so we're thrilled with that one. And then we've also got the bat that Hank Aaron hit his 700th home run with, and he wrote a little note on it for us. And those are kind of our triple crown, so to speak, here.
And it is a really cool place, Louisville Slugger Factory and Museum in Louisville, Kentucky. We need to break. We'll come back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. I agree with Bill. I know, shocking, but
that factory is really, really cool to see.
That's not so shocking.
I generally don't agree with you, do I?
That's all right. Stand in line.
Yeah, that's true. Seeing some more volume now. Southbound 170 from Forest Park Parkway to Highway 64. Southbound 270 filling in now between Olive and Manchester. Eastbound 64, you're on the brakes near Union Station. Headed towards the Poplar. Northbound 55 from about 44 to the Poplar end. Looking at an incident on Highway 64 that has both directions slowing down near Mason Road. This update brought to you by Wendy's. Bring the kids in and stop by Wendy's for a kids' meal. Now just a $1.99 after 4 p.m. for a limited time with choices that will make both parents and kids happy at participating Wendy's for a limited time. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Thursday through Sunday at Firestone Complete Auto Care, save $100 when you spend $500. See store for details. Offer valid March 26th through the 29th. Minimum purchase required.
Hi there, it's Frank Opinion taking a little well-deserved time off. You try putting in a grueling 12 hours a week. I would like to tell you how long I have been banking at First Community Credit Union, but I don't know. It's 5 or 6 years or something like that. I don't have an exact date. I didn't write down in some diary, today I started banking at First Community. But it's been a few years. And I am so glad that they became part of the show and that I became a member of theirs. We're called members and not just customers. And there's a reason for that, because years ago, you know, it was a thing only a special few could participate in. You had to be a member. Nobody else could bank there except people that worked for Monsanto. That was a long time ago, back in the 30s, I believe. And now if you can hear this show, lucky you, you can bank at First Community Credit Union. And lots of people have decided that's what they want to do, because once they, and I don't know what it is that causes people to go, okay, I'm going to change where I bank. Maybe it's talking to other people. And they compare rates and fees, or in this case, lack of fees that some charged banks seem to want to charge. They're becoming excessive. And then before you know it, they want to know more. And then they go to the website I'm about to give you, and I hope you'll do that. Or visit one of the 40 locations. Tell them your AM and the PM, and you want to know more. Here's the website.